Hi, this is on Luck, L-U-C, last name, first name, H-A-O, space, D-A-I, H-A-O, space, D-A-I. Date of birth is 11-17-31, 6-13, no, 8-28-2024. Put face-to-face evaluation on 8-28-24 at 6:30 p.m. 6:10 p.m. This is a 92-year-old woman who's been seen today with her daughter Wendy present at her house with history of CVA, left-sided hemiplegia. Her daughter Wendy tells me that she's been having a lot of issues, or her granddaughter Wendy, having a lot of issues with spasming and crying in pain. Her hands are contracted. No longer are they able to open it up. And they used to put a protector inside her hand, but no longer able to do so. When they try to do that, she becomes very agitated and yells out in pain, period. In the paragraph, she has a peg tube where she's getting nutrition and fluids through. Nevertheless, she's lost a tremendous amount of weight. There's no way to weigh her, but at this time, I suspect patient has lost another 2 or 3 pounds. Her face looks emaciated. She has severe muscle. She has severe muscle atrophy, weight loss, and protein calorie malnutrition. Period. Of course, she's no longer able to talk in Vietnamese or English, except for moaning in pain. She has contractures, upper and lower extremity, especially in her hands on the right side, period. She's requiring pain medication on a regular basis, period. I explained to the granddaughter that she might benefit from a muscle relaxer, and we'll discuss that with the medical director via copy of this face-to-face, period. She has recurrent urinary tract infections. Patient's weight loss is unavoidable. She's total ADL dependent. She has issues with aspiration to the point that she's no longer can be fed pee anything by mouth. Her prognosis continues to remain quite poor. They have a suction available in case she aspirates, and they have used it from time to time, period. Patient's PET tube site looks dry. No evidence of infection noted. Patient's previous cellulitis of the left ear has not resolved with the help of antibiotics. Sacral ulcer decubitus requires dressing changes, and it's unavoidable. She remains aphasic, dysphasic, and has dysphagia, of course, as was mentioned above. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient is very much hospice appropriate and most likely has days to weeks to live. Thank you.